USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York is now the new U.S. epicenter for the coronavirus. Top health officials are now saying it's a high-risk area for the virus, and it could easily spread from there. They're now urging isolation for any recent travelers to the Big Apple. With more than half of the new U.S. cases emerging from that area, medical experts say if you've been to New York recently, you need to isolate yourself.
Everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days to ensure that the virus doesn't spread to others.
Dr. Deborah Birx says that guideline applies to everywhere in the city. Vice President Pence is urging those people in the city to avoid non-essential travel.
We have to deal with the New York City metropolitan area as a high-risk area.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is urging the government to help with medical equipment. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms. Even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
With New York becoming the American epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, officials are urging anyone who has recently left the city to be self-quarantined for 14 days.
What we're seeing now is that, understandably, people want to get out of New York. They're going to Florida. They're going to Long Island. They're going to different places.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says about 1 in 1,000 people leaving New York may be carrying the virus with them.
That's about 8 to 10 times more than in other areas.
Vice President Mike Pence said the government had sent 2,000 ventilators to New York. 2,000 more are on the way. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said they were very close to making a deal. The news sparked investors with a big rally on Wall Street. The Dow closed up more than 2,100 points, which is a rise of 11%. The S&P 500 was up 210 points, and the NASDAQ was up 557. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you're starting to feel a bit stir-crazy being stuck home for so long, you're not alone. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some advice on how to stay fit while in confinement.
With over 100 million Americans sheltering in place right now, lots of fitness trainers are stepping up and trying to keep everyone fit and active. Many personal trainers are launching virtual fitness classes on their social media platforms and helping to hold people accountable and keeping them active and busy during these times. Body by Jake, Jake Steinfeld, tells Fox News that you have to keep moving and keep your families healthy during this pandemic.
I was the first guy to do personal fitness training and made it an occupation, going to people's homes. And the reason why, you're the strongest you can be in your own environment. When you're in your own home, you're the king or queen of that castle. You don't have to worry about putting makeup on or putting on a great outfit to go out and work out. You're at home right now, household items, get the body moving, get the endorphins moving, get that energy, let's lose the stress.
A federal judge has denied a request by President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, to reduce or modify his 3-year prison sentence. U.S. District Court Judge William Pauley shot down Cohen's request to reduce his 3-year sentence to 1 year or serve entirety at home confinement. You're listening to USA Radio News.